Hollywood Spotlight, presenting an all-star review from the entertainment center of the world, Hollywood. This is Tom Jeffrey, and it's once again my distinct pleasure to act as your master of ceremonies on another brilliant Hollywood Spotlight review. May I call off our talent list for you? First, our young maestro from the Seattle, Phil Harris, then Larry Burke, our troubadour of Hollywood, and of course, Bob Burns, the original slow brain through Arkansas, is going to pay us another visit. And, as our guest artist this time, swingy, singy little Martha Ray. Well, let's start it off. Phil Harris, what's it going to be?
And now Leah Ray and I will spend a rainy day, just about what I can afford. Rainy day. Share my umbrella?
Well, yes, but say, you're not the kind of fella who'd ask me over to his apartment just to look at the pictures.
Well, it's a rainy day. A rainy day? We can't go walking.
I know, but we can stand here talking. But then I'm hoarse.
And you've forgotten your goulashes.
See, it's a rainy day.
Honey, would a drink do you good? Yeah, I think that it would, somehow. I vow.
Well, may I ask for a sip? Got a flask on your hip right now?
Well, not now, but here comes the cab. Come on, let's grab it.
Well, I don't trust men who have that habit.
Well, you really might get double pneumonia.
Gee, it's a rainy day.
A rainy day? You know, I'm really glad I met you.
A rainy day, I won't forget you.
Gee, you know, it's nice that we can both be sharing this taxi.
It's such a rainy day.
Well, then why don't you come on and stop being formal?
Oh, no, take it easy now. Get right back to normal. Or else, you know, you'll be the only one in this taxi.
Yeah, well, it's still a rainy day. What I thought long in vain, I have caught in the rain today. Yes, it looks like it's my day.
Do I look like a fish? Well, I'm hooked and I'm weird today. All day.
That's it. Now I'll take you home.
Thanks.
But not to your home.
Oh, well, do you think I'll feel at home in your home?
Absolutely, and then we'll begin where we leave off in this taxi.
All on a rainy day.
Is that okay, honey?
Okay.
Driver, take us to the YMCA.
Just a minute.
Oh, yes, thanks, Phil. But it's really never very cloudy when Larry Burke, the Hollywood troubadour, drops around. And here he is, singing one of the finest of modern ballads, Always.
I'll be loving you always, with a love that's true always. When the things you plan need a helping hand, I will understand always, always. Days may not be fair always. That's when I'll be there always. Not for just now, not for just today.
Larry Burke, you're always a welcome visitor to our Hollywood spotlight. And speaking of visitors, here are two more who are always welcome. Tom Post and... Oh, but you tell us who your pal is, Tom, paying us a visit.
We have another visitor here who says a man's best friend is his dog. We asked him why he didn't pay us a visit more often. He said since his wife found out a few things about him, the only visiting he's been doing has been in the doghouse. Well, yonder he comes, that quaint philosopher, Bob Burns, the original slow brain to Arkansas.
Tom, you know, this is about visitors, ain't it?
Well, it's supposed to be.
I don't suppose you know much about visitors. I don't reckon your relatives bother you much. Of course, you're only a master of ceremonies now. But if you ever do start doing anything worthwhile, your kinfolks will find you, Tom.
Yeah, I suppose so. You seem to know a lot about that.
Yeah, now that I got into pictures, though, all my Arkansas Burns's relatives, you know, will be heading out this way. You know, I don't believe I ever told you about my moving picture experience, did I?
Well, no, it must be very interesting, though.
Well, Tom, after I'd been out here in Hollywood about 8 years, I finally got in to see a casting director. He told me he is sorry, but he was only casting types. He says, I'll send for you sometime when I've got an old man's part.
Uh-huh.
I says, I ain't old enough to play an old man's part. And he says, you will be by the time I send for you.
Yeah, but that's discouraging.
Yeah, but I finally got into a studio. They were trying to make a soundtrack of a hog eating and making a lot of noise, you know.
Yeah.
And I went up to the director and I says, if you want that hog to make a whole lot of noise while he's eating, you've got to give him something he likes real well.
Well, yeah.
The director says, what do you know about it? I bet you never raised a pig in your life. I says, no, but my dad did, and he looked at me, and he says, I ain't going to argue with you about that.
I don't blame him. Don't hit me. Did you get the job?
Yeah, I got a job leading that hog around in the picture, Tom. I worked all that day, but the next morning the director called me over, and he says, I'm sorry, buddy, but we won't be able to use you anymore.
Well, what was the trouble?
Well, the director says that after seeing the pictures they made of me and the hog the day before, they decided there wasn't enough contrast.
Yes. Still, you didn't give up.
No, sir, kept plugging away. Finally, I got a part in Katharine Hepburn's last picture. I was doing edges in that picture.
What do you mean, doing edges?
Well, Tom, I'll explain that to you. When, you know, when they want to show that the star ain't alone in the scene, you know,
they take
the camera and they take a picture of her shooting over the edge of somebody's shoulder. You know?
Oh, yeah, I get it.
Yeah, well, the edge of this shoulder is the part I had in that picture.
Oh, I see. The edge of this left shoulder.
Yeah, the left
and
shoulder.
And they shoot the camera over that, and then they take a picture of this dog.
Sometimes they have two of us, you know, shoot over the edges of two people's shoulders, see?
Oh, I see.
And if the folks down home are listening to this program, I just want to let them know that when they use two shoulders, I kept moving this one shoulder so they'll know which is me.
Well, you know, with all of that experience in the pictures, that ought to bring your relatives right out here.
Oh, yes, yes, the relatives. I forgot to tell you, you know, my wife's folks are already out here.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the minute they started unpacking, I know they intended to stay a long time.
How'd you figure that out?
The old man brought two shirts.
Well, tell me, how is your wife's mother?
Tom, she's the ugliest white woman I ever saw in my life. I don't see, honestly, I don't see how a woman can twist her face in so many different shapes without making it bleed.
Well, has she got a double chin?
Yeah, she's got a double chin, but it don't show, Tom. Her lip hides it.
Poor old mother-in-law. She always comes in for a gag, doesn't she? Well, there's one thing about a mother-in-law joke. It's never lonely. But, well, well, it really looks as though Martha Ray is a bit lonely right now. What is it, Martha?
Never die, never die. I sit in my chair, filled with despair. No one could be so sad. I've never lost time. You everywhere. I sit and I stare. I know that I'll soon go mad to hell. In my thought it's you. Dear Lord above, send back my love. Oh, I sit in my chair, filled with despair. No one could be so sad, sad, yeah. You may be where I sit and I stare. Oh, I won't dance, can't make me sit there, tatted over. In my solitude.